Mum, can you lend me 20 quid? Part 3.
So Tony and Mum got together. Me and Nick left school and we both got jobs straight away. Nick as a deputy bar manager in a pub and me in an estate agent's. But by this time we were both heavily into drugs. I started making mistakes and then one day my boss caught me asleep at my desk. I got the sack. Even then, I got a £5,000 handshake. But I blew the lot on crack and heroin. And I owe Tony £4,000. The debts, they were piling up. There was only one thing for it. Mum, I've lost my job. I got the push. I need to see you. Can you come round after work? We need to talk.
Simon, what's the matter? What's all this about? Why have you lost your job? You said you were doing well. You said you were happy and...
Mum, will you give me a chance to speak? I got the sack because, more often than not, I didn't turn up. Listen, Mum, it's no good. I can't even go to work unless I've got gear inside me. Most days I don't have my drugs sorted out in the morning and I have to spend most of my day trying to score off a dealer. That's why I can't work normally. And why I couldn't pay my rent last month. You and Tony have been great. You've helped me out a lot, but... Well, at least now you know why I'm always asking you for money. Oh, I hate my life.
What do you mean? Scoring and gear? Are you trying to tell me you're still using drugs, Simon? I thought all that cannabis stuff was over a long time ago, when you got caught at school. You've started smoking it again, haven't you? That's why you got the sack.
Mum, will you calm down? Please, just... Will you calm down? There's something I need to tell you. Mum, I'm addicted to heroin.
Mum, I'm addicted to heroin. I can still feel that shiver running through me now. So how does a mother feel when she finds out that her son is a drug addict? Love? Anger? Fear? And perhaps, worst of all, guilt? Why hadn't I spotted the signs before? Now it all began to make sense. Terrible sense. Getting the sack, the unpaid bills, the rent arrears, and all those times he had asked me the same favour. Mum, will you lend me 20 quid? And I never questioned it. Not once. What he said next made things even worse.
It's okay, Mum. I'm not injecting heroin, only smoking it on the foil.
Only smoking it on the foil. I felt sick. And now I was about to make the biggest mistake of all. I thought I could fix it. I thought I could get Simon off drugs. After all, a mother's love is the greatest love of all. Isn't it? If only I had known then what I know now. I was about to enter a dark world which would show me that there is something which is even stronger and even more powerful than love. Even stronger and more powerful than a son's love for his mother. Heroin.
You'll need lots of money, as you've been told. For darling, I am more expensive than gold. You'll swindle your mother without thought or fear. You'll let your child starve if it gets you the gear.
I hated myself for what I was doing. Okay, I liked the buzz. We all did. But getting off this stuff, you don't know what it's like. When you're rattling, it's hell. The pain is unbearable. You get terrible pains in your back and your legs. It feels like you've got snakes crawling around inside your body. And you're sniffling like you've got the worst ever flu. Then there's the vomiting, diarrhea, and the worst of all for me was the stomach cramps. So there's no way out. Except to use more. And by this time, I was into the white as well. White is crack cocaine, which takes you sky high for 60 seconds. And if you use it with the brown, that's heroin, then you get the best effect from both drugs in one hit. So all you needed to stop being sick was 20 quid. 10 for a bag of white, and another 10 for a bag of brown. Before Mum knew about it, I lost count of the number of times I'd asked her the same question. Mum, can you lend me 20 quid?
Of course, darling.
Easy, wasn't it?
What could I do? I asked good friends and one of them told me about a detoxification treatment in Slovakia. I went back to tell Simon. You need help.
I know, and I am doing my best, but I need something now.
No.
Please, just one of each. I'll be all right then. I promise, it'll be the last time. Do it for me this one last time and I promise I'll do whatever you say.
I think I can get you into rehab, abroad. I've got some friends, good friends, and they've got contacts in Slovakia who can get you a place. They can arrange for you to go to a specialist hospital, and Simon, you won't believe this, they can do it very quickly, more or less straight away. What do you say? Will you go? Then you can go into rehab for up to a year.
Yeah, I'll go. Of course I will. I'll go.
To be continued.